How far would you go? Virtual travel in the USA, page 25.
Mark Horowitz and Pete Baldus are buddies who wanted to take part in that all-American pastime, the cross-country road trip. But of course, driving coast to coast consumes both time and your bank account. And so Mark and Pete devised a cheaper alternative. They're sort of traveling from Horowitz's place in Los Angeles to Baldus's place in Richmond. See, it's a virtual trip. They're using Google Maps, and they are streaming this entire road trip in real time.
We're right now in downtown Amarillo, and we're getting back on the freeway here to get to Oklahoma City, which we hope to make it to very soon. I feel like we're going the wrong way, though.
And they join us now from their homes, and I guess, guys, from your virtual road. What are some of the highlights so far that you've seen on this virtual road trip?
We've ridden roller coasters. We took a tour of the Hoover Dam underneath. We saw the electrical rooms. We went on a helicopter flight in the Grand Canyon.
And a mule ride.
Mule ride.
Mark, let me ask you, part of the fun of traveling is never knowing who you're, you know, going to come across. I mean, have you guys had the chance to talk to other humans on this during this travel?
Yeah, so basically when we're streaming, there's a live chat room, and people can just come in and out. And on average, we've had about 30 people or 30 passengers with us. And so people are telling us constantly, like, what to do and what to see along the way, which is awesome. Like, for example, we stopped at the Petrified Forest, and I've actually been there in real life. And we stopped virtually, and I learned more and had a better time.